We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Well, the outward man, which is decaying or is growing older, as you well know, is the body. But the inner man that he's talking about, our inward man, that's renewed day by day, is the spirit man. Because both of them he calls man, doesn't he? So then he goes on to say in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ. Now is he talking about the outward man or the inner man? Well, he's talking about the inner man is in Christ. And he is a new creature.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, God's Anointed Word, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Healing is a renewal of the body from a disease condition. Now, number one, you are not healed from sin. Amen. Number two, your spirit never gets healed. A lot of what we have today is a combination of psychology and the Bible, a little bit of both of them mixed together. You see, your spirit, if you're born again, does not get healed. And after you're a Christian, it doesn't need healing. Amen. Amen. Now let's examine the Bible. Not what Dr. So-and-so said about it. I'm not interested in what Dr. So-and-so said. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is. What is he? A what? A new creature. Now stop and think just a little bit about that, because that's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now you know just as well as I know that Paul did not write a letter to the Corinthians in chapter and verses. Did you ever write anybody a letter in chapter and verses? No, man divided that into chapter and verses. It makes it easier for reference sake and so on. But if you'd back up to the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians, you see Paul is carrying on into the 5th chapter, what he'd been talking about in the 4th chapter. And in the 4th chapter, in the 16th verse, Paul said, for which cause we faint not, for though the outward man perish, or the margin says, is decaying, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Now notice this then, that he talks about the outward man and he talks about the inward man. Doesn't he? Doesn't he? Now, the inward man is also called by Paul in another place, the inner man. The inner man. Well, the outward man, which is decaying or is growing older, as you well know, is the body. But the inner man that he's talking about, our inward man, that's renewed day by day, is the spirit man. Because both of them he calls man, doesn't he? So then he goes on to say in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ. Now is he talking about the outward man or the inner man? Well, he's talking about the inner man is in Christ. And he is a new creature. Couldn't be the outward man because you got the same body, like I've said many, many times. When you're born again, you have the same body you always have. If he's bald-headed, he's still bald-headed. If you have brown eyes, you still got brown eyes. If you have blue eyes, you still got blue eyes. Amen. That outward man is still the same man after you are born again. But the inward man has become a brand new man. All right, now look at that verse again. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he has to be talking about the inner man or inward man. He is a new creature. Now, what about the new creature? Old things are passed away. Old things are passed away. Old things in the outward man? No. If you had a scar on your nose, you're born again, you still got the scar on your nose. Old things didn't pass away. Amen. If you had a wart on your nose, you got born again, you still got a wart on your nose. Old things didn't pass away. If you had wrinkles in your face, you still got wrinkles in your face. Old things in that outward man didn't pass away, but old things in that inner man did pass away. Now listen. And all things. Everybody say all.
All.
That takes in it all, doesn't it? All. All things have become new. Then there's not any hurts left in that inner man. There's not any hurts in your spirit to be healed then. Are they? Are they? Couldn't be. Couldn't be. I said they couldn't be. Amen.
Amen?
Now we're talking about your spirit. There may be some hurt still left in your body because if you got born again, knew nothing about healing. You had arthritis in your left elbow. It hurt. It'll still hurt after you get born again. But thank God you can get healed of that. Now then, right on the other hand, in the realm of the human soul, which is not the inner man. It's your mind, natural mind, and the emotional part of your being. Now sometimes there's some things there. Because that soul, and we never have differentiated between spirit and soul. We just use them interchangeably, and it confuses people. Because that soul, the soul part of man, needs to be dealt with also. And you still have to deal with it. And if you think that you just don't know where you are. Well, listen, look to see what James said. You got your Bibles there? And let's see how to deal with your soul. Now, first place, James, again, is not writing to sinners or unsaved people or the world. He's writing to the church. Because in this letter, you remember he said over there in James 5:14, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of what? The church. The church. The church. Everybody say the church.
The church.
All right, he's writing to the church. Then now notice, he says, 21st verse of the first chapter of James, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Now, here are people that's in the church. They're born again. They're spirit-filled, but their souls are not saved yet. That's what folks are trying to deal with, and they don't know how. How's it going to be done? Now, you see, if you go from the standpoint of psychology, they'd go back and dig, and they'd want you to bring up all your past. According to the Word of God, your past is gone. See, and on back there somewhere, You know, when you was a little kid, some way or another, you know why? You hated your mother. And they dig back in the past. But you see, and a lot of folks, you see, if they don't know about the saving of the soul, all they know is about being born again, filled with the Spirit. They got born again, filled with the Spirit, and praise God, that's right. Wonderful and good. But they still have trouble in the soul realm. Remember, that's your mind and your emotional realm. And you'll get to thinking about the past. Well, if you don't receive with meekness the engrafted word, the devil can take advantage of you. And he'll cause you all manner of emotional upheaval. Because you see, the devil will come around and he'll get his billfold out. Because he's got a picture of all of you in it, see? And he'll get his billfold out and bring that picture to you of what you did, see, back yonder before you ever even got saved, maybe since then. But you see, when your mind's renewed with the Word of God, you've received with meekness the engrafted Word instead of becoming, you know, melancholy. Instead of becoming depressed and thinking about something that happened 25 years ago and beginning to worry about that until your head hurts, until you don't know whether you're coming or going, and you can't sleep, so you got to go get something to go to sleep, and then you got to get something to wake up, and before you know it, you're on drugs.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD set entitled Knowing God as Your Father. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, Listen to Your Heart. And last but not least is Kenneth E. Hagin's mini-book entitled Obedience and Finances. All these items at the special price of $30. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's R-H-E-M-A.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, you hear me all the time. We say, thank you for helping us to bring hope, help, and healing to the world. Well, I'm speaking to those that have become partners with us.
Yes.
Well, what is a partner? It's somebody that prays for us regularly and sends an offering in at least once a month, whatever you can afford to spend to help support Rhema and all that we're doing at the college and all over the world. And that's what it is. That's simply all it is. And if you would like to become a partner with us, you can go to rhema.org/WPC, and we welcome you. Because of you and your help, we're making a difference in the world.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his classic teaching, God's Anointed Word. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.